Welcome. It's wonderful to have you here. We are still in the series When Your Son is Seven. That's When Your Child is Seven. This is episode 2, and today we're going to be talking about having daily routines, being intentional and growing a healthy parent-child relationship. We need to, you know, have effective communication, and this is what having daily routines can help us solve. You know, when a child is the age bracket 5 to 7, that's when they build certain habits, that's when they get on, build certain characters. You know, that's when they just try to understand the whole meaning of life itself. So this is the period we need to imbibe good habits that could help them in the long run, that would also help them in the long run. So having daily routines is, I think for me, it's number one. Even in the communication between you and your children, it helps a whole lot. So we're going to be talking about having daily routines. So I'm going to say a very short story, and I think this happened when he was 5 years. I personally started up with waking up by five, sleeping by seven thing. I started it because it was convenient for me. But as time went by, I noticed that it had become part of him. So I was very sick that day and I didn't wake up on time. And by the time I woke up by 6, my son was already up. Had already gone to the toilet, and then he was now brushing his teeth. He has taken the early morning dump and he was now brushing his teeth. So even when I woke up late, we were able to still meet up to, you know, we didn't have to hurry. He was able to still meet up with the school bus. So that actually taught me a whole lot about routines and how it could shape a child. When a child knows what to do, when to do it, it saves you the stress of a whole lot, shouting, you know, begging them, this is not time to watch television, or this is not this, or this is not that. It saves a whole lot of things. The child will now know what to do and when to do them. It also gives them this confidence, this sense of belonging that, oh, I matter, you know. I know what to do, you know. My mom is giving me chores, I'm responsible, you know, for certain things. So it builds a healthy relationship between you and your child. So I'm going to talk about, this is very, very good for, you know, children within the age 5 to 10. You know, that's the period they are establishing critical habits like getting ready for school, completing their homework, going to bed, and all these have lasting impacts for a healthy future. So I'm going to give you an example of how to plan a child's activities for the week. I personally would say it's just like a timetable. When we were growing up, we had we all had full timetable in the house. I don't know you. I had a full timetable in the house, and it also helped me know what and what I should eat. So when I know what I'm expecting, I hated Wednesdays. I hated Wednesdays because it was beans. So it helped me know what to expect. So we're going to be drawing out a timetable for your kids, help them to know what to do and when to do them, what to expect for the day. So the weekdays are quite different from the weekends. So the weekdays are quite different from the weekend. You tend to plan it. I personally put bedtime 7 and wake up time 5:30. Then, you know, activities like, you know, reading, studying, doing your homework, learning how to type, you know, all that between 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You space all the subjects throughout the week. You space them out within that time. Then, depending on when they come back from school, to 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., they have their dinner or lunch. and they also shower, take care of themselves within that time. The weekends, I basically do nap time, 3 p.m. activities, hands-on activities, maybe playing, screen time, riding bicycles in the evenings because the sun is down. So from 4 p.m. to 5, 6 p.m. all that. Then I basically do mornings, for early mornings, for studying those key subjects that they are struggling with. We tend to, you know, have hands, we tend to have learning period for that early in the morning. Then you give them activities around the house, chores around the house to do, things to keep them busy, you know. So this is basically how I draw my own timetable. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm just giving you an example of how we can space out things for them to do throughout the week and get them doing things. By the end of the week, they've been able to not only study, but do the favorite things that they are supposed to do. And then you then have strict. So for everyone they don't do, there is consequences. So those favorite ones in the timetable are being removed and replaced with the one that they missed. Therefore, they know that, oh, my actions have consequences. So this is me just telling you one of my secrets for a very...